Yeah, thank you for this news. Honestly, this is especially for the meetings on specific topics. It could be quite a change, I think. So we have to be much aware of this and to prepare our meetings in the right way. But still, we hope, of course, to have sufficient participation from the different stakeholders. That is really very important because that is in the end the quality of the whole SC2. Is depending on that, but for the this is not a decision taken by SC2, but at a much broader level. But I think it will have consequences for our way of working next year. Okay. So the draft decision is: the working party confirmed the dates of 15 to 17 November 2023 for the next session of SC2, noting that for the moment only in-person participation will be allowed for during this meeting, or only will be allowed for from 2023 onwards. Okay. We leave it like this: only in-person participation will be allowed for during this meeting. There are no requests for the floor, I see, on this item, so we can move to our last important item, number 24, adoption of decisions. In accordance with the decision of the Working Party, ECE trans slash SE.2/190, paragraph 6, established practice, the chair will briefly summarize the decisions at the end of the session. Following the session, the secretary, in cooperation with the chair and vice chair, will draft a report on the outcome of the decisions for transmission to ITC. Please, Secretariat, take the floor to explain how we can proceed on this item on adoption of decisions.